यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे जय गौरानिताय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय 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 जय गौरानिताय श्री किशोर किशोरी की शीला प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। ताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी शृण्वता स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तना हृदयन्तस्तो ह्य भद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द सेवेंथ कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर 14 entitled Ideal Family Life, and this is verse 30 to 35. So there are, I think there's only one verse on the board. So I just read the one verse and then the other verse I repeat. Okay. So please repeat after me. Saramsi Pushkaradini Shetrani Harhasiratsiratani Uta Kurukshetram Gaya Shira Prayaga Kulaharshramaha Saramsi Pushkaradini Shetrani Ura Arhasitani Uta Tongue twister Kurukshetram Gaya Shira Prayaga Pulaharshama Saramsi Pushkaradini Shetrani Arhasirtani Uta Kurukshetram Gaya Shira Prayaga Pulaharshama Saramsi Pushkaradini Shetrani Urahastitani Uta Kurukshetram Gaya Shira Prayaga Pulaharshama Saramsi Pushkaradini Mataji. Saramsi, lakes, Pushkaradini, such as Pushkara, Shetrani, sacred places, like Kurukshetra, Gaya Shetra, and Jagannath Puri, Araha, for worshipable, saintly persons, Asritani, places of shelter, Uta, celebrated, Kurukshetram, a particular sacred place, Dharmakshetra, Gaya Shira, the place known as Gaya, where Gayasura took shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, Prayaga, Allahabad, at the confluence of two sacred rivers, Ganges and Yamuna. Pulashramaha, the residence of Pula Muni. So I'll skip the Sanskrit and I'll read the translation. and the purport. The sacred lakes like Pushkara and places where saintly persons live, like Kurukshetra, Gaya, Prayaga, Pulashrama, Naimisharanya, the banks of the Falgu River, Setubandha, Prabhasha, Dwarka, Varanasi, Mathura, Pampa, Bindu Sarovar, Badrikashram, the places where the Nanda River flows, the places where Lord Ramachandra and Mother Sita took shelter, such as Chitraketu, and also the hilly tracts of land known as Mahendra and Malya. All of these are to be considered most pious and sacred. Similarly, places outside India where there are centers of the Krishna consciousness movement and where Radha Krishna deities are worshipped must all be visited and worshipped by those who want to be spiritually advanced. One who intends to advance in spiritual life may visit all these places and perform ritualistic ceremonies to get results 1,000 times better than the results of the same activities performed in any other place. And here's a interesting purport by Srila Prabhupada. In these verses and in the verse 29, stress is given to one point. Harer archasritas chaye or harer archa. In other words, any place where the deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped by devotees is most significant. The Krishna consciousness movement is giving the population of the entire world a chance to take advantage of Krishna consciousness through the ISKCON centers. Shishi Kishore Kishori ki jai, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Shri Jagannath Balde Subhadra Mahan ki jai. Where one may perform deity worship and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and in this way obtain results with effectiveness increased 1,000 times. This constitutes the best welfare activity for human society. This was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission as it was predicted by him in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Prithivite ache yata nagaradri gam sarvatra prachar hoibe moranam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted the Hare Krishna movement with installed deities to spread to every village and town in the world so that everyone in the world may take advantage of this movement and become all auspicious in spiritual life. Without spiritual life, nothing is auspicious. Moghasha moga karmano moga jnana vichetasa. No one can become successful in fruitive activities or speculative knowledge without being Krishna conscious. As recommended in the Shastras, everyone should be very eagerly interested in taking part in the Krishna consciousness movement and understanding the value of spiritual life. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratuse Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this morning, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, 14 chapter, entitled Ideal Family Life, verse 30 to 33. We'll briefly discuss his words and then we will discuss about the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I was just told this morning to speak, so I don't know what I'm going to speak. But I hope by the prayers and blessings of devotees here, I'm able to share something. Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON, and most of us know the seven purposes of ISKCON. Where Prabhupada very systematically laid out the blueprint for how this movement should be spread. One of the most significant contribution that Srila Prabhupada, out of the many that he did, was establish temples all over the place. Before Srila Prabhupada left, he established about 108 temples. And one of the prominent features of the temple is the presiding deities. And any person who visits ISKCON temple, no matter what his background is, whether he is a follower of Krishna, whether he is an atheist or from any religion, he or she is bound to have some appreciation towards the beautiful Shringar of the deities. Srila Prabhupada was so expert. One time Srila Prabhupada asked this question. Srila Prabhupada said that any gentleman or any person who has even an iota of the appreciation for the beauty of the Lord, he is set on the path of spiritual life. Just the appreciation that, wow, these deities are so beautiful. Even somebody doesn't know the deities, they may say the statues are so beautiful. They're going to get connected to the spiritual life and make rapid advancement. So an acharya, like Krishna, he knows how to connect or how to give some sukriti to a conditioned soul that he may attract the mercy of the Lord. And we'll discuss this morning. It is said that Bhagavad Gita reveals God's identity. If you want to know who God is, you study Srimad Bhagavad Gita. To understand God's activities, we study Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna's activities are very elaborately explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, if you want to understand Krishna's mind, we study Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's very interesting because there is this one siddhi in mysticism, mystic yogas. There's one siddhi to read people's mind. Can you imagine if we had that power to read people's mind? So here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is revealing what is actually happening in Krishna's mind, which is very confidential, but it is revealed to all of us. We were discussing this few days ago, this term confidential. In Bhagavad Gita, in the 9th chapter, Krishna says that this knowledge is guhyam. Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam. Guhyam. Guhyam means something that is confidential, something that is not revealed, something that is a secret. But yes, Krishna is revealing. Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam. This knowledge is the king of knowledge and it is Guhyam. So something that is Guhyam, something that is confidential, how do we understand? That is a science, that is a secret that we all as sadhakas should try to explore. Here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada in the beginning, he is stressing the importance of deity worship. And pretty much every devotee who is part of this Internet Society for Krishna Consciousness, at some point of our life we get exposed to worshipping deities. And here, this chapter specifically, Ideal Family Life, this specifically talks about how a grahastha, our householder, should be living his life. And here, I believe it's in this chapter, one of the purports Prabhupada says that a grahastha, for a person who's living with wife, husband, children, deity worship is a must. And Prabhupada goes on to say that if you don't do deity worship, you'll fall down. Pretty bold statement. So any person who's a householder, we have to worship deities. Now one may say, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. The Yuga Dharma is chanting of the holy name. So where did deity worship come into picture? Now in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami very systematically explains. He gives 64 items by which we can perfect our devotional service. And he explains that each of these 64 items, they all support Naam Sankirtan. So anything that helps us or pushes us towards chanting the holy name, we should do that. So deity worship in and of itself is not going to award you liberation, it's not going to award you prema bhakti. In this age of Kali, what awards us prema bhakti is the chanting of the holy name. So we perform deity worship to purify ourselves, and eventually some shape or form we should be able to chant the holy names. So I was hoping this morning, on this occasion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day, we will speak a little bit about his reason for appearing in this world. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in the first chapter of Adilila, fourth, fifth and sixth verse, he reveals the reasons for why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. And he dedicates two chapters, chapter 3 and chapter 4. Chapter 3 is exclusively talks about the external reasons why Sri Krishna Chaitanya appears. And the fourth chapter, he talks about the confidential reasons or the internal reasons why he appears in this world. Now we understand from Bhagavad Gita, whenever there is decline in religion, to protect his devotees, paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha duskritam, Krishna appears. Now, in the third chapter of this Adi Leela, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained that this task, Krishna could get it done through his incarnations, through his avatars, his Vishnu Tattva forms. He doesn't have to personally descend. What's interesting about Krishna personally coming here, that is revealed here in this chapter, where Kaviraj Goswami explains that Krishna is thinking. Now Krishna is thinking, what do I need to do to help living entities connect with me? Now we may think we are all running away from Krishna, and Krishna is thinking how he can connect us back, how he can get us back to his abode. So Krishna came down 5,000 years ago. He did his little thing, his leela, and then he went back. Now after he went back, he started thinking, oh my God, I thought I had, my purpose of coming down was to attract living entities towards my beautiful form, towards my seva. But looks like nobody got it. And actually people didn't get it. 500 years ago, Chaitanya Bhagavat explains the condition of this place in Navadvip. Navadvip during those days was very, they were very scholarly people who used to live there. And people used to come from far and wide to learn Sanskrit and grammar. So naturally, the people who had this knowledge and they were giving out this knowledge, they became very wealthy, because people had to pay a lot of fees to get educated, to understand Sanskrit and grammar. So naturally, when you have a lot of money, what happens? You become puffed up. Right? Pride comes in. Janma Ishwarya Shuta Shribhir Edamana Madappuman, Kunti Maharani is saying. Then naturally this wealth creates some kind of intoxication. So every person in Navadvip, they were all puffed up because they thought, you know, we are the best people. People are coming far and wide to learn Sanskrit and grammar. And it is explained the precarious condition that nobody wanted to worship Krishna. Nobody wanted to chant the name of Krishna. All they wanted to do was just somehow figure out a way how to utilize this wealth in sense gratification. In fact, it is explained that people were spending elaborate money in marriages of animals. A she-goat and a he-goat. And there's an elaborate ceremony for getting them married. Spending so much money. This was the condition of Navadvip. And all the Vaishnavas at that time, headed by Shivas Pandit, all they could do was just weep at the condition of all the living entities. They would just weep and they should just chant in their rooms, in their house, calling out for Krishna to come and help. So Kaviraj Goswami is explaining that Krishna came with this purpose to attract the living entities. So Krishna is thinking, I failed. I actually came down to give everybody love of God, but looks like nobody got it. So I have to go down again. I have to come down and personally teach. Prabhupada used to mention that the last verse of Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharma Parityajya, Krishna spoke this verse, but many people misunderstood it. How to do Sarvadharma Parityajya? Like for a householder, Sarvadharma doesn't mean just give up everything and just join the temple. What is a Sarvadharma for a brahmachari? What is a Sarvadharma for a sannyasi? So Krishna, Prabhupada, Krishna came. Krishna personally descended 500 years ago to give this love of God to all the living entities. But it's interesting that whenever God descends, when Krishna descends, He creates a situation in such a way where people can have real appreciation. If you're not hungry, and if I give you a nice big plate of 56 course offering, you will have no appreciation. But if you're really hungry, if I have given you one small katora of sabzi, you'll have so much appreciation for that. So in Navadvip, at this time, all the Vaishnavas who were gathered, they were all weeping, crying for the state of affairs of this place. And one day, Shivas Thakur had set up a kirtan in the night and he went on chanting throughout the night, just calling out for Krishna. And this, it is explained that this atheist, these gyanis, people who are experts in grammars, they heard this. And they all decided that we should take Shivas Thakur's house and throw it in the Ganges. He's just a nuisance. These people are so poor, they don't know what to do. All they do is just cry all night. So this again pained the heart of Vaishnavas. So among them was Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya, he addressed all the Vaishnavas. He said, I'm going to offer prayers. I'm going to offer prayers to Krishna. And I'm going to force him to descend. I'm going to force him to descend in this world. Now try to understand, while this was happening, in parallel Krishna is thinking, that is revealed in the third chapter of Ayodhya, Krishna is thinking that, okay, it's time for me. I have to go down. People missed it out. But I have to now personally come down and teach this process of devotional service. And he says, how? In this age of Kali, the most potent way to preach is by chanting Naam Sankirtan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya is calling him. He's offering, he's sitting on the bank of Ganges with his Shaligram Shila and he's offering Tulsi leaves and Ganges water and crying out and calling out loudly for the Lord to descend. And especially today, the day happens to be today. It is explained that there was a lunar eclipse where Rahu covered moon. And the tradition during those days was eclipse, you don't go out of the house. If you do go out of the house, because it is considered very inauspicious. Now, one may wonder, why did the Lord choose to come in a very inauspicious time? Because eclipse is not auspicious, according to astrology. But why did the Lord come only during this time? Vrindavan Das Thakur explains very beautifully in Chaitanya Bhagavat. He explains that during this time, everybody, the atheists, the devotees, everybody was gathered in the river Ganges and calling out the name of Hari very loudly, just to create auspiciousness, because it's an inauspicious time. So whether you are atheist, whether you are a Muslim, in fact it is explained that Muslims are passing by, and when they saw the chanting of the names of Hari, even they started chanting Hari Hari so loudly. There was the holy name vibrating throughout Navdweep. So basically what the Lord is telling, that wherever there is chanting of the holy name, the environment is auspicious. That is the reason, that is how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended. Right at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth. Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra, they gave birth to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami further explains that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he appeared, this was his primary reason. There are external reason, internal reason. One of the external reasons was that he came to propagate the holy name of the Lord. Through this process, he wanted to give everybody the benediction of love of God. It's very interesting because you see, there is not much hard work here. Compared to the previous yugas, to achieve love of God, you have to do so much yajnas, so many years of meditation. But here in this age of Kali, the process is very simple. Just coming together and glorifying the names of Krishna. And that bestows love of God. What is this love of God? We talk about Krishna Prem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed that to us through his disciple Rupa Goswami. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, one of the Prabhupada translated it as the nectar of devotion. And underneath he writes, the complete science of Bhakti Yoga. Science means something that you practice and you see the result. So there, Rupa Goswami explains, what is this prema? What is love? That we have different conceptions about love in this material world. But basically, simply Rupa Goswami says, love means you want to do something for your beloved without any motive. You just think about the pleasure of the object of your love. And the way we do that, the way we can, how I should say this, way we can connect ourselves to that source of love is to the chanting of the holy name. Chanting of the holy name, although it may sound very simple, we all gather, we chant loudly, most of the time we are not even paying attention to the holy name. We get so much in the mood of jumping and dancing. But the whole idea of Naam Sankirtan is calling out for Krishna. So he can bless us with that love that is within our heart. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema. This Krishna Prema is within the core of our heart. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended to give us this love. Especially today is the day. Today is actually, I believe today is the new year, right? For Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Today is the new year. So we have done our new year resolution whenever that was, 31st December. But here, as devotees, this is an opportunity today to do some resolutions in our own devotional life. Whatever practices we are doing, right, sometimes we are seeing devotees are working so hard. And the devotee who is working hard, he is wondering, he has no idea, why is he working so hard? I won't mention name, but I asked one devotee recently. I tell it will be very obvious. But I still mention. So I asked this devotee, you know, I see you doing this particular service. And you've been doing this for such a long time. So please share me your realizations. And what I heard was not very pleasing. So I'm just doing this because nobody is there to do this service. I said, really? So I said, are you honest or you're just saying out of humility? He said, no, bro, if somebody else is there, I would be sitting in the temple room and chanting. But Srila Prabhupada translated the chanting of Hare Krishna as, oh, energy of Lord Srimati Radharani, please engage me in a divine service. So our chanting of the holy name, if our chanting of the holy name is perfect, if it's pure, then our service is pure. Everything else we do within the realm of devotional service is pure. If our chanting is not pure, if we are inattentive while chanting, then everything that follows will be a problem. So that is why sadhana is first. Right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna could have sent somebody else to teach this process of Nam Sankirtan. Kaviraj Goswami explained that he personally descended to teach how to practice devotional service, how to do Nam Sankirtan. And he's an example for us. And we can see our own acharyas, our own spiritual masters, their example. So chanting is the essence in this age of Kali. There is no compromise on chanting. You chant, and by the process of chanting, we become purified. And when there is purification, then everything else we do, it not only brings us satisfaction, but those who are around us will also be happy. And we can offer this prayer today to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bless us that we can get taste for the chanting of the holy name. Taste doesn't just come. Sometimes we have this idea that somebody will give us some mercy and taste will fall on us. Sometimes we have this illusion. Sometimes devotees say, I am a mercy case. But again, it's very rare. Right? We have to work hard. And there isn't a devotee who has elevated to a highest platform with the exception of Ajamil. Everybody else had to work hard. The Goswamis, although they were Nityasiddha devotees, our spiritual masters, Srila Prabhupada, so much hard work they have to put in to get to where they are. And here we are sitting that someday mercy will fall on us and we'll become elevated. We have to work hard. And working hard basically means the 2 hours of the chanting that we do in the morning, the maximum effort has to go there. Because that will determine the state of consciousness for the rest of the day. If you don't do that right, then everything else that you're going to do during the day is going to be a mess. It may gratify your intelligence, it may gratify your mind, or it may even gratify your senses for some. You'll get that feeling that I'm doing something. But it won't touch your heart. It will touch your heart only when we have attentively chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in the morning. And that is what we all have to strive for, day in and day out. If you really want to continue on this path, on a long run, our focus should be more on those 2 hours of morning chanting. Then rest, everything will follow. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us this gift of Nam Sankirtan, the gift of Nama Yajna. So on this auspicious day of his appearance, we can beg for that mercy. We can beg for that taste. We can beg for that service to the holy name. That will perfect our life. I think my time's up. Any questions or comments anybody has? Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai. Tai Gaur Premande.